This is Dakota Datebook for August 19th. In the heat of summer in 1885 at Fort Abraham Lincoln on the west bank of the Missouri River, Captain McCauley saw something he had never seen before. The river had spawned millions of mosquitoes, and their bites were so bad that Captain McCauley could only remain outdoors if he wore heavy riding boots, thick trousers, leather gauntlets, a head net, and a neckerchief tucked between his hat and shirt collar. But the day came when the mosquitoes disappeared, as if by magic. For out of the same river that spewed forth mosquitoes arose a species of dragonflies of rather large size that came in droves and cleared the place out. These dragonflies were the biggest dragonflies Captain McCauley had ever seen. They had four wings, six legs, and were about 2 inches long, and were dark brown. The wings had a faint emerald green tinge. Captain McCauley was curious how they caught their food, so he observed a half dozen dragonflies as they flew about in a kind of irregular skirmish line. What he saw amazed him. The dragonfly wings shimmered and gleamed in the warm sunlight. These mosquito hawks were darting, flitting, swooping, zipping in and out, maneuvering to devour mosquitoes. At times hovering, at times moving swiftly sideways at bursts of up to 29 feet per second, the dragonflies would use their legs as a basket to capture insects. They would gobble the mosquitoes while flying. Each dragonfly had compound eyes, resembling beads, covering most of its head, capable of spying its prey 18 feet away and catching mosquitoes before the insects knew what hit them. It was on this date in 1890 that a newspaper story made mention of Captain Carter Nelson Berkeley McCauley of the U.S. Army and his experience among the dragonflies and mosquitoes of the Upper Missouri country. Captain McCauley served as a surgeon at Fort Lincoln for only a couple of years, but he long remembered the summer when excessive rainfall brought forth mosquito clouds from the river bottoms and how airborne dragonflies ate mosquitoes as their favorite food. McCauley was astonished, as we are today, by dragonflies, who swept through the humid air on iridescent wings, gliding up and down as mosquito hawks on the western plains. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.